her further from the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, part of chapter 14. And I saw, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four animals and the elders. And no one was able to learn the song, except the 144,000 who had been bought from the earth. These are they who were not polluted with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were bought from among men, the first fruits to God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are spotless before the throne of God. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the eternal gospel to announce to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a great voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and adore him who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her harlotry." And a third angel followed them, saying with a great voice, "If anyone has worshipped the beast and his image, and has received his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, mixed with unmixed wine in the cup of his anger. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone before the holy angels and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment shall go up for ages of ages, and they shall have no rest day and night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever shall have received the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the holy. Here are they who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, happy are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow with them." We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in Arcana Celestia number 454. Some spirits think that heaven consists in a life of ease in which they are served by others. But they are told that never does anyone have happiness in this, that they should be inactive and have happiness from this. For this would mean that everyone would wish to subordinate others' people's happiness to his own. And when everyone wished to do that, no one would have it. Such a life would not be an active life, but an idle one, in which they would become listless. And yet they are able to know that there is no happiness except in an active life. Angelic life consists in use and in the goods of charity. For angels never feel happier than when they are informing and teaching the spirits that stream in from the world, or when they are being of service to men, controlling the evil spirits around them lest they pass the proper bounds, and inspiring men with good. Also, when they are raising up the dead into the life of eternity, and then, if the souls are such as to make it possible, introducing them into heaven. From all this, they perceive more happiness than can possibly be described. In this way, they are images of the Lord. They love the neighbor more than themselves. Therefore, it is heaven. Consequently, angelic happiness is in use, from use, and according to use, that is, the goods of love and of charity. As for those spirits who had held the idea that heavenly joy consisted in being idle, idly breathing in eternal joy, once they had been told these things to make them ashamed of that idea, They were given to perceive what such a life is really like. They perceived that it was an utterly dreary kind of life, destructive of all joy, and that after a short time, they would loathe and be sick of it. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.